Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the voice of NSA, Dick Foley.
Good morning, everybody. And have you enjoyed it so far? Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you have now begun to see, the Juice Plus party platforms not only reflect our efforts and our successes over the past 15 years, but clearly set the stage as we move forward. We're going to shift our focus now to the next platform plank, and that is, of course, the plank of children's health. And that is, without question, a harbinger for the future. We have got to focus on our kids and teach them good health habits now so that they will be with them for the rest of their lives. Here to talk to you about the exciting things that are happening in that area, may I introduce NSA's Director for Children's Initiatives. Please welcome Linda Cole.
Good morning. No child left behind. Well, I've got grave, disappointing news here today. When it comes to children's health, we are leaving our children behind. In the last two decades, childhood obesity rates have tripled just in the last two decades. That means over 9 million children in the U.S. alone, that's 16% of U.S. children, are now obese. Two-thirds of obese children that are 10 and above will remain obese as adults. So when you consider that children's health relates to adult health, and adult health is indicative of our national health, I'm suggesting we're in a healthcare crisis. Healthcare costs are rising, they're skyrocketing. And when you consider that more than 25% of the healthcare costs that we're seeing rising today is due to obesity or obesity-related issues, we've got to create change. We have to reshape America. I've got a vision here today, ladies and gentlemen. I see a world where young kids all over the world are eating fruits and vegetables, including kale and broccoli and spinach. I see a world where they're eating their fruits and getting the whole grains they need and eating the breakfast that's so important and drinking the water. I'm suggesting that it's time to reshape America, and we need to start with our kids. So how can we go about reshaping our kids? We must change, we must communicate, and we must conquer. Let's talk about changes to the Children's Health Study. You all talked, and we all listened. Currently, the way you do a Children's Health Study order is that you have to complete the member agreement. Not anymore. Now, let me be real clear that this membership fee, the upfront membership fee of $20, is going away. But your share, your proportionate share of the $30 contribution is still necessary in order to provide the free product. So that is still in place, just to be really clear. But let's talk about other changes. No more sponsoring distributors. Anyone can place a Children's Health Study order. It's about making it easier to do. So how else can we make it easier, you might ask? Well, you know, right now you have to fill out the form and you have to fax it. Starting November 1, no more faxing. If you want to continue to fax, if you want to continue to fill out the form, that is certainly okay. But starting November 1, you will be able to see it online and place the Children's Health Study online. It's great news. You'll see that it's under My Customer, and under My Customer, you'll see Submit New CHS Order. Exciting stuff. But then we need to communicate messaging, right? One of the new tools that we have, and I hope you get a chance to take a look at it today, is the shortened Dr. Paul Stricker. Right now, currently there's been one out that's been about 33 minutes long. Well, we condensed it to 15 minutes, and he really hits hard on poor nutrition and the detriments to that and how we really need to do better. So I suggest you take a look at it. It's going to be a very good sales tool for you. In terms of communicating, we're also introducing a Juice Plus Children's Foundation.org. This is a nonprofit organization, a new nonprofit organization founded to support different charities. And the cool thing is, for every children's health study order placed, a donation will go to this nonprofit organization, the Juice Plus Children's Foundation. So what does that mean, you say, or you ask? This year, $500,000 because of the work you did is going to support the JuicePlusChildrensFoundation.org. $500,000. Where is that money going, you may ask? First one is St. Jude. St. Jude Research Hospital, right here in Memphis. This year, as we have been for the last 7 years, I believe, we are the primary sponsor of the St. Jude Marathon, contributing $100,000 to this wonderful research hospital. Thanks to you all. The second charity I want to highlight today is the Boys and Girls Club of America. You know, many of our children are at risk. Not only do they not have the nutrition they need, they don't have the family support that they need. So we're very involved in the Boys and Girls Club. The other charities that the Juice Plus Children's Foundation supports is the Church Health Center, the Volunteers of America, and we've just recently added one to support our global children and health and family organizations, or the people out there that need help, UNICEF. You know, in 2006, 9.7 million children died in just the 1 year alone. 9.7 million children under the age of five from preventable causes such as poor nutrition, diarrhea, malaria. Today, 26,000 children a day die of preventable diseases. That's why we chose to support UNICEF and the good work that they're doing. One of the things that I wanted to do was to have a forum so that I could keep you updated with what's going on with all the different exciting things that's going on in the children's initiatives for Juice Plus. We also wanted a way to, as things continue to roll and we learn more about children's health, I wanted to provide a one-stop shop for you to keep updated on the latest stats or the latest information about children's health. I also wanted a forum for you all to share ideas with each other and to identify best practices and how we can help you grow your business focusing on children and families. So we created a blog behind the virtual office, so anybody that belongs to the virtual office will have access to the Healthy Happy Kids blog, and it's going to be chatting with me and who else participates. So y'all come on and see what we're doing. I hope it to be informative. I've never hosted a blog before, but I'm going to figure it out. And any ideas that you all have about what you need to talk about. But again, it's going to be a way to share information with each other. So check us out. Healthy Happy Kids blog. And another way we wanted to help communicate is to do some fun stuff as far as kids and to show what really happens with kids out there if they take Juice Plus. So this is going to be on the public site. And starting now, you can send videos. There's some information on the virtual office. And the final thing I wanted to talk about is conquering. I need your help. We are currently at 450,000 participants in the Children's Health Study. And to meet my vision, we've got to set a goal of 500,000 by 2010. Who's with me now? 500,000, 2010. We're not going to be able to do it at the rate we're going now in terms of growth, so I need your help. What I'm suggesting is everyone have one. Once a month, I'm challenging each and every one of you, every month, have an event focused on children and families. That's doable, right? Once a month. And last but not least, another way that we're going to conquer is by aligning with individuals that understand our values and who are like-minded as far as good nutrition leads to good health. Individuals who share our values that it really is about prevention. And no one fits that bill better than Dr. David Katz. Dr. Katz is a renowned expert in nutrition, weight control, and preventing chronic diseases. Dr. Katz got his BA from Dartmouth, his PhD from Albert Einstein College of Medicine, and his MPH from Yale University. He is currently the director of the Yale University Research Prevention Center. So let's give a great big Juice Plus welcome to Dr. David Katz.